Rich Rising. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of my international watchers. I hope you guys are doing well today. Hope you guys are blessed today and all of the above. Before we get started, I do want to send a quick prayer out to my friend's grandmother who is in the hospital right now, not doing so well. I also want to send some prayers out to Edwan because I know he's recovering from a car accident as well. So you guys make sure we say our prayers. We send out healing and let God be in control and keep them in this moment. Prayers for Erica and her family for peace. Peace and discernment and to know that God is in control. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that. So in today's topic, we are going to talk about for every problem, there is a solution. To every problem we have, there is a solution. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a deep dive into mindset today and how we can combat a few things. And again, I know some of you guys are waiting on a few things. But please be patient. One woman show for the most part, but I do have help and we're getting things together. So be patient. It's coming. Morning motivation is going to get bigger and better. It just takes a village. Right now, it's about three of us working behind the scenes and doing as much as we can. So I appreciate all of your patience with the merch and the giveaways and all of that. So I really, really appreciate it. But before we dive in, let's go ahead and say our morning prayer. And then I'm going to go ahead and do our morning shout out. So go load up the comments if you are in need of prayer, shout outs, anything like that. And then our beautiful She Amber also does live streams where she does prayer and things live too. If that's something more your speed, you want something a little bit more intimate and one-on-one. Okay, so dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up for another day. Please remove any barriers, blockages, generational curses, or anything that's stopping us from living the life you truly desire for us. Please allow us to walk in your light and do the things that are pleasing in your sight while also building our own individual empires to do greatness and great things into the world. I pray wealth and abundance, clear minds, clear hearts, discernment, guidance, and just strong judgment when it comes to all things moving forward. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So let's get into the comments. Make something really quick. Okay. All right. Good morning. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Brandy. Good afternoon, Nana. Good morning, Indigo Kisses. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Nichelle. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Turquoise. Grand Rising Cooking with Raw. Grand Rising Kiki. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Elijah. Elia. I keep mad, girl. I'm sorry. good morning, Butterfly 88. Hey, Sarah. Good morning, Oh, yes. Thank you. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Avery. Happy Tuesday. Grand Rising Angel. Amen. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So in today's topic, we are going to do a deep dive into mindset because yesterday we talked about you're right where you're supposed to be, right? We talked about how God is using you in the season that you're in. He's using you for everything that's coming against you in this time. If you feel like things aren't moving in the direction that you wanted to move or they're not moving forward, that he has you right where he wants you. So if you are stuck, if you are feeling a little lost, go back and watch episode 115. That will definitely help you out. But today we are talking about finding a solution to the problems that we have. There's always a solution. Good morning, everyone. It's Aisha. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that, Aisha. We are going to talk about mindset because for every problem, there is a solution. There is always a solution. So right now, everybody, well, I don't know if everybody is talking about this. I can't say that. But there is a big conversation in the financial space, on YouTube, even online and in the news. With this recession, right? We are seeing it with gas prices going up and rising. We're seeing, you know, food prices increase. We are seeing all of these things happen and change right before our eyes, what feels like overnight, right? it feels like we're going through something really different that we haven't experienced in a long time, because things are increasing with cost in a significant amount of time. And this reminds me of, when did this happen again? I want to say like after 9/11, I remember gas prices, I think, going up, but I wasn't affected that much because I was a kid. And then the 08 recession, I was in college, so it really didn't affect me like this. But I do want to go ahead and talk about this because there's so much talk about a recession, right? And I shared another live stream or another channel's view on a recession on my community page, which I think you guys should check out if you have time. Forget the podcast name, forgive me. But I just want to go over a few things, because when we hear the word recession and we hear all these things in the media, sometimes it can freak us out. Sometimes it can seem a lot worse than what it is, right? And it's just like, for instance, the pandemic, right? Although the pandemic was it had a lot of negative things in the moment, right? A lot of people were passing away. But on the flip side is we got to slow down. We got to stay home. They were pushing money into the economy a lot, even though people technically didn't have jobs they were taking care of. So there was a lot of positivity also, not for everyone. I won't say that. Not for everyone. But there were a lot of positive things that came out of the pandemic, at least for myself and a lot of people that I knew or that I know. And now that we're 2 years after the pandemic, right, when we thought everything was burning down and we thought that life was going to be over, that we knew it. Now that we look back, we were in a better position, not with the deaths. I'm not saying if anybody lost, because I know a few of my morning motivators have lost some people. So not in that regard, but I'm saying we were better off as a society, the world, just in America in general. Like, we were on the brink of war. I don't remember if y'all remember that. Right before the pandemic happened, there was a lot of stuff going on with, what was it? Korea. I don't remember what country it was. There was a lot of stuff going on that we were about to, like, they thought we were going to enter into a war. Pandemic happened, slowed the entire world down. And now 2 years out of it, I see so much that we took for granted back then, right? So when we hear the word recession now, I don't want us to freak out again like we did 2 years ago, because that's really what they want you to do. They want you to freak out. They want you to be in this mindset of, they want to distract you, right? And I want to read you guys what a recession is, so you guys have a clear mind and know that this is, going to use my choice of words. I'm not a financial expert. I am not an economist at all. I'm just Brittany, the host, that does like a little deep dive below the surface of what the news will tell you. If you guys do not know, I studied at Brooklyn College for media studies back in 2017, 18-ish, right? And a part of my studies was media, television, news. I actually worked for a news station before. So a lot of my skepticism is granted and warranted. And I want all of us to start having skepticism, or just being a little bit more like, I don't know, right? Just question the things that we're seeing, the question, the things that we're being told. If there are words that we don't know, don't freak out. Go look up the definition, right? So let's just dive into the word recession. Let's just look at that, right? So according to, and this is just a little wiki search. This is not, this isn't a deep dive, right? This is just a little Google search, right? So it says, in economics, a recession is a business cycle, contraction where there is a general decline in economic activity. Recession generally occurs when there is a widespread drop in spending, right? A widespread drop in spending. Now let's look at what Forbes says, what happens in a recession. So it says, during a recession, the economy struggles, people lose work, which we've already been there, right? Companies make fewer sales, and the country overall economic output declines. The point to where economically The economy, excuse me, officially falls into a recession depending on a variety of factors. So let's see. So this is also another one that I want you guys to say, and this is The Week, right, from the UK. It says a recession is a definition as two successive quarters, meaning 6 month period, of a decline in gross domestic product, the GDP. While that may sound abstract in real life, the consequences on everything from jobs, prospects, and housing increment, blah, 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 blah. Let's look at what the GDP exactly means. Because from what it sounds like to me, are that people just don't have as much free money as they once did. You know, we came out of a situation where we had a whole lot of money pouring out into the economy, right? So now that things have changed a little bit. So GDP, gross domestic product, is a monetary measurement of the market value of all final goods and services produced in a specific time period by a country. Y'all, America don't produce nothing. We produce, like, we produce services. We produce television and media, and but we don't have factories like China or Russia that export things on a consistent basis, right? We get so much stuff imported. And so what's basically happening from my from just doing my own research and reading a little bit of that, it's just for a little while, because they say recessions last around 12 to 18 months, which in the grand scheme of life is not that long. Let's just keep it a book. So we want to change our thought process. I don't want anybody freaking out. I want you guys to really think about it. 18 months, 12 to, they say 6 to 18 months is about the time of a recession. Now, and I want you guys to also think about the past, right? When it came to the 08 recession, that was because of banks doing fraudulent things, giving people homes that had no business giving people homes. And there were a lot of mortgage companies just lending out money on crap loans, right? So that caused an economic recession, or a part of the economic recession back in 08, along with Wall Street and all of these other, all of these businesses being very greedy. Again, fast forward to now, you know, the the country's just going ahead and producing money. So now that they've stopped producing money, they have to level out the scale so that our dollar doesn't lose its value, pretty much, right? Because right now the American dollar is trending in the top three. Let's just say that when it comes to economic currency. So when we hear all this, you guys, this stuff is manufactured. All of this stuff is predicted. Even the pandemic was predicted. All of these things are predicted. So I don't want us to get so honed in and focused on what the news is talking about, what everything else is talking about. And there may be a decline in spending in some things. You might, you know, be a little bit more strategic on how you spend money for whatever reason, as we should all the time. However, let's find solutions to these problems, because there are a lot of people that made a lot of money during a recession, right? There's a lot of people that made a lot of money during the pandemic. There's a lot of people who found solutions when the world, you know, did not have solutions. And those are the people that normally come out on top or make money. And then we have some of us who freak out, listen to the news, and we do the exact opposite. We lose during that time, which is why the rich stay richer and the poor get poor, right? Because maybe you feel like you're running out of money, or so you sell all your stuff, but you're not going to get your top value for it, right? Say if you have like Louis Vuitton or Chanel bags and you want to sell them to make extra money because you're trying to, you know, shield yourself from a recession. However, you're not going to get the $10,000 that you paid for the bag. You're going to get maybe 5, 6, 7, because the people with the money are going to get it at a discount. You know, you need to sell your car. You know, you're not going to probably get the economic value for it. You're going to get it lower. So that's where they say that people who react to things like this, like just like the stock market, when stocks are high, they tell people to sell so they can get more bang for their buck. And when stocks are low, they tell people to buy so they can get them at a discount. So before we start freaking out, right, before we start getting in a frenzy, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Let's try to focus on the solution. Let's look at the past and focus on the solution. And the way we can start, at least the way I'm starting, is what would I have done different in during the pandemic? Knowing what I know now, what would I have done different? So I'll give you guys some examples of what I would have done different. Instead of me being like everybody was freaking out, thinking the world was going to end or not knowing what I was going to do, I should have been producing more content online because people were at home, right? So now that I know that gas prices are going up again in the history, right? And people are probably not going to go out as much. Maybe I should start producing more content again, right? Maybe, you know, there's a lot of people that made money with masks and what was it, hand sanitizer and things like that. That was something that people needed. Now think about, what do people need in this time? Some people need childcare. So maybe you're tired of your job, right? But you love kids and you have enough space in your home. So because people can't afford, you know, after school programs, maybe right now, or maybe the traditional daycare in a brick and mortar building, maybe you say, how long is it going to take for me to get my daycare license? And maybe I open up a daycare. I want us to find solutions in this time now. We got to look at people's problems. That's how business people are made. That's how millionaires are made, right? How can you look at what's going on in the world? Look at what people are freaking out about. Look at what people are thinking about. Look at how people are moving and grooving and not spending money. For instance, right? Perfect example. People couldn't congregate together during the pandemic. So people couldn't have parties like they used to. But what did they start doing? People started making those banners for the front yard and people would tailgate, you know, through. Those tailgating materials went up. You know, all outdoor activities went up. Okay, so let's look at, that was the pandemic. Now people can gather. People are going home. Y'all think it's a coincidence that all this liquor is now coming out? Jack and Coke just released a little combination. There's so many liquor brands that are now being produced and over-delivered. If anybody's seen my reaction to the Carisha Please thing, go check that out. If you guys did not know, I did a reaction. I'm going to start doing more reactions so we can have some thoughtfulness going on. That was just a big billboard for Diddy. He was promoting the heck out of his liquor, you guys, because they know that, since gas prices are high, people are less likely to go out as much. And during every single economic recession, liquor has always been a thing. Because people aren't going to stop drinking, y'all. People aren't going to stop, you know, doing what they do. People are still going to have fun, just in a different way. How can I make more money? That's what a lot of these businesses are doing. And when we're in this constant shift of the world with social media and things changing, I got to make sure that my morning motivators, good morning. Kevin Hart dropped a tequila too. Yes, exactly. So many people are dropping liquor right now because they know people are going to stay at home. People are going to still go to the liquor store. People still going to gather. Still people going to steal. So how can you maximize this time instead of freaking out about it? Because I want my morning motivators to be proactive in their thinking, not reactive. You know, we should have already been trying to manage our money properly. We should have already been paying off our debt. We should have already been trying to get in the best economic space possible. So then when things like this happen, we're not freaking out. We're like, I got a little change saved up. How can I maximize this now? You know, people that won during the pandemic, like I said, the ones that had known that went and got masks or knew how to get masks during that time, they made a killing. Right? So think about ways in your community, because every community is different, especially here in America. I'm sorry, I know we're talking about some American problems, because they probably over there in the UK, like, we ain't got none of that going on right now. You know, and there can be global instances of a recession, but right now it's just really based on the UK. But where can you maximize? For some of y'all who want to start content creating, this may be the perfect time. because the more people don't want to spend money and don't want to go out, they're going to do something at home. Are they going to read more books? Possibly. But we know for sure people are going to continue to consume content. People are going to continue to be on their phones. So if you haven't made a TikTok and you want to be an influencer, maybe you should. If you want to, you know, start a YouTube channel, maybe you should. If you want to look for different ways, and we have to think outside the box. We have to think outside the box. We have to think outside the box and look for our solutions. So where can we find solutions to the quote unquote problems? Because they're not really problems, right? Any millionaire or anybody that is wealthy, they take a time like this and they go, wow, what an opportunity. Because things are changing. They know majority of people are going to freak out. Where can I maximize and get in on the goodness? And of course you want to be wise, right? Of course you want to, you know, scale back a little bit, maybe, you know, rethink some things. But as far as freaking out, God got us through all of the other recessions. God got us through the pandemic, thankfully, for most of us. God got us through the 08 recession. God got us through the 20, what happened in 2001, or excuse me, was it? Yeah, 2001. God got us through the 80s recession. And things are bad in a grand scale and for big businesses sometimes. But for the day-to-day person, if we're, you know, for the most part, our lives are affected when it comes to, like you, we said, gas prices and food. But think about how we can be a little wiser. Maybe we don't get the meat. Maybe this is a good time to start winging off some meat, because I heard what hamburger meat was like $10 a thing, and we shouldn't be eating that stuff anyway. You know, if you guys do some research, Bill Gates is starting to be, and this is what I don't understand. I'm sorry to vent a little bit. Why is this man that works on computers having so much say-so in our food? Bill Gates is in charge of food, and he believes in duplicating our meat and stuff like that. So it might be time to eat some more vegetables. It might not be the time to be consuming all that meat and chicken and all of that stuff, because the way they're producing our meat here in America is ferocious. Go look it up. And also, Bill Gates got a lot of stuff going on in Africa. Who gave this man a pass? Money does wonders, man. Because this man is up there killing folks in Africa, killing people in America. I swear, Bill Gates, the devil, y'all. That man is crazy. But anyways, where can we find solutions to the problem? Okay, so the meat is sky high. The meat is XYZ amount of money. Okay, let's start doing vegetarian stuff. Let's start bringing more veggies into our meals. Y'all, me and my honey have been cutting meat out of a lot of meals, and it's been so good. Beans and y'all, red beans and rice done right. Hello from home. Making a vegetable medley, putting all the vegetables, squash, zucchini, all of this stuff in a pot and mixing it together. You will be surprised. You know, mixing mushrooms and vegetables and peppers and all types of stuff. So maybe an opportunity now, since you see meat is sky high, let's make my family a little healthier. All right, y'all, we not going to eat so much meat. You know, make a meal, one meatless meal a week. And then in turn, you're healthier. So there's always a solution to the problem. Angel said they're juicing now. There's always a solution to the problem. So we can't freak out and be like, dang, why the meat so high? And why? Let's just say, okay, well, maybe now we shouldn't be eating this toxic meat in the first place. And I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm not trying to say, you know, teach their own. But if we do our research, the stuff isn't great, right? So how can we find solutions to these problems? Y'all, our mindset is everything. Our mindset is everything. Bye, honey. Have a great day. Love you. Our mindset is everything. He said we out here eating dead meat. Honey said we got to be out here eating stuff that's living, which is true. He said we out here eating dead meat, but it's true. And we really think about it. And I want you guys to do your research on Bill Gates, because that man is crazy. But we give our problems life. I want everybody to take, if you don't take anything away today, is we give our problems life. If you beef with somebody or you have an issue with somebody and you're constantly bringing it up and constantly bringing it up, that was one thing to vent. It's one thing to get it off your chest, right? We're human. We're going to do that. But if we a week later and we're constantly bringing it up, or for instance, maybe you're in a relationship, you know, you had an argument, you got over the argument, and then you bring it up a week later, 2 weeks later. And it's just like, why are we here again? What's the problem? Why are we giving something life that we killed off 2 weeks ago, right? Why are we giving stuff life that we killed off 2 weeks ago? You know, it's okay that you're going to disagree. It's okay that things are, life is going to happen, but we can sit there and complain about it, or we can be proactive. We don't like our jobs. Cool. Right? Cool. It's a lot of people that don't like their jobs. I get that. What can we do about it? What we can do about it is go get another one. What we can do about it is ensure that we're continuing to hone in our skills and we think about creating the life that we want, so we can make sure the next job that we get is going to make us happier, healthier, better. You know, we can't just sit there. I can't stand this job. What are we going to do about it? There's plenty of jobs out there, y'all. We're not back in the, what's it called? There's plenty of jobs out there. Y'all, I put my resume on ZipRecruiter just to see. I get hit after hit after hit after hit. And I'm telling you, my skills ain't that long when it comes to the corporate world. So what are your skills? What are you good at? What do you know that you can do? Y'all, we already had Travis on here. Y'all better hit up Travis if you need your resume built. Just, hey, these are my skills. He does LinkedIn too. Y'all, there's so many jobs out there. There's so much work available. You do not have to stay at your current job. Don't let them think recession means people don't got money out here. They do. And a lot of these companies have to get rid of this money so they don't get taxed next year. Y'all, why do you think people employ people? Tax incentive. That's what I'm telling y'all. Some of y'all to do y'all own taxes so y'all can learn how this stuff works. They get tax incentives. You know, if you still have a business, still go after those sponsors. They have